And if you're seated now, would you turn in your Bible, hopefully the Pew Bible, either on page 19 in the Old Testament for Genesis 24, or in the New Testament like I'm doing on page 25. This is a rather long reading, so I'm going to try to get it as succinctly as possible. So he said, "I am Abraham's servant. The Lord has greatly blessed my master, and he has become wealthy. He has given him flocks and herds, silver and gold, male and female slaves, camels, donkeys. And Sarah, my master's wife, bore a son to my master when she was old, and he has given him all that he has. My master made me swear, saying, 'You shall not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites, whose land I live, but you should go to my father's house, to my kindred, and get a wife for my son.' I came today to the spring and said, 'O Lord, God of my master Abraham, now you'll only make successful the way that I am going. I am standing here by the spring of water. Let the young woman who comes to draw, to whom I shall say, "Please give me a little water from your jar to drink," and who will say to me, "Drink," and I will draw for your camels also, let her be the woman whom the Lord has appointed for my master's son.' Before I'd finished speaking in my heart, there was Rebekah, coming out with her water jar on her shoulder, and she went down to the spring and drew. I said to her, 'Please let me drink.' And she quickly let down her jar from her shoulder and said, 'Drink, and I will also water your camels.' So I drank, and she also watered the camels. Then I asked her, 'Whose daughter are you?' She said, 'The daughter of Bethuel, neighbor's son, whom Makah bore to him.' So I put a ring on her nose and the bracelets on her arm. And then I bowed my head and worshiped the Lord and blessed the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who had led me by the right way to obtain the daughter of my master's kinsman for his son." And they called Rebekah and said to her, "Will you come with this man?" She said, "I will." So they sent away their sister Rebekah and her nurse, along with Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, "May you, our sister, become thousands of myriads. May your offspring gain possession of the gates of their foes." And then Rebekah and her maids rose up, mounted the camels, and followed the man. And thus the servant took Rebekah and went on his way. Now Isaac had come from Beer Lahai-Roi and was settled in the Negev. Isaac went out in the evening to walk in the fields. And looking up, he saw the camels coming. And Rebekah looked up, and when she saw Isaac, she slipped quickly from the camel and said to the servant, "Who is that man over there walking in the fields to meet us?" The servant said, "It is my master." So she took her veil, covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. And then Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent. He took Rebekah, and she became his wife. And he loved her. So Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now, if you'll turn in your hymnal to page 795 and 796, we will read responsively Psalm 72. May the King your justice, O God, give the King your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the royal son. May he judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. Let the mountains bear prosperity for the people and the hills in righteousness. May he defend the cause of the poor of the people, give deliverance to the needy, and crush the oppressor. May he live while the sun endures and as long as the moon throughout all generations. May he be like rain that falls on the mown grass, like showers that water the earth, and may his days in his days may righteousness flourish and peace abound until the moon be no more. May he have dominion from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. May his foes bow down before him and may his enemies lick the dust. May the kings of Tarshish and of the isles render him tribute. May the kings of Sheba and Seba bring gifts. May all kings fall down before him and all nations serve him. For he delivers the needy when they call, the poor and those who have no helper. He has pity on the weak and the needy and saves the lives of the needy from oppression and violence. He reduces their life and precious is their blood in his sight. Long may he live. May the gold of Sheba be given to him. May prayer be made for him continually and blessings invoked for him all the day. May there be abundance of grain in the land. May it wave on the tops of the mountains, and may its fruit be like Lebanon. And may they blossom forth in the cities like the grass of the field. For his name endures forever. His fame continues as long as the sun. May people bless themselves by him. All nations call him blessed.
Our epistle lesson this morning comes from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 7, verses 15 through 25a. It can be found on page 147 in the New Testament section of your Pew Bible or on page 191 in the large print edition. Paul writes, "I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree that the law is good. But in fact, it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells within me, that is, in my flesh. I can will what is right, but I cannot do it. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do what is good, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inmost self, but I see in my members another law at war with the law of my mind, making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am! Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be.
Let's turn now, as we have, and we will continue throughout this season, to turn to the gospel of Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Matthew chapter 11, verses 16 through 19. And then following with verses 25 through 30. You can find this passage in the New Testament section of your Pew Bible on page 11. And in the large print edition, it is on page 14. So I encourage you to follow along. And this, as you will figure out, is Jesus speaking. "But to what will I compare this generation?" I'm sorry, thank you. Yes, let us rise as you are able. It's a new tradition and I'm not even into it yet, so I apologize. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw Linnell stand up and I thought, man, I've done it now. Thanks, Linnell. "But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another, 'We played the flute for you and you did not dance. We wailed and you did not mourn.' For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds." At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Father chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let me ask you a question. Does it feel like we are often very good at making things more difficult than they need to be? When you consider your own faith journey, your lifetime path of knowing and following Jesus Christ, maybe it can be simpler than we often make it. Not easy, mind you, but simple. Friday was the 4th of July, Independence Day for citizens of the United States, as you well know. As Americans, we pride ourselves on our self-sufficiency and independence. But as Christians, it is our command, I believe, to be dependent upon God and interdependent with Jesus. Contrary to what we have been enculturated to believe, words like obedience and submission and humility are not bad words at all, but rather they are necessary and foundational concepts for those of us who strive to be true disciples of Jesus Christ. In light of simplicity, let us together briefly consider these words of Jesus from Matthew. Come to me, all that you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Take a look at the cover of your bulletin. That image struck a chord with me. If you don't know, that's a pair of oxen who are joined by a yoke. This one is actually a bow yoke, one of a few different varieties of yokes, used in countries all over the world for many, many centuries. Let me offer some interesting information about this yoke. The bow yoke is made up of a cross piece or a beam and two ox bows. Now, you may have heard that term oxbow in referring to the bend of a river, a section of a river that turns back on itself. Well, this is the reason for that term, the oxbow. The large iron circle that you see in the center of the yoke is then attached to the tongue of a cart or a wagon, or to the top of a plow. This yoke allowed the work required to be transmitted to the animal's shoulders rather than their neck. It is entirely possible that as a young carpenter growing up in Nazareth, Jesus himself may have crafted yokes just like this for area farmers and merchants. Depending on the owner of the beasts and the work to be done, yokes were also used with horses, with mules, with donkeys, and depending on the country, with water buffalo. The word oxen simply refers to bovines that have been trained as draft animals, often steers, as in this case. Well, Jane looked at this picture and she was quickly reminded, I first encountered oxen and bow yokes when I was a younger man visiting Colonial Williamsburg in Tidewater, Virginia. How many of you have been to Colonial Williamsburg? Okay. Did you see the oxen by any chance? Some did. Cool. Well, the trainer gave us an amazing demonstration of his oxen. They were Tip and Top by name. They had been taught from a very young age to pull together and work together as an effective team. Tip and Top responded to a huge system of voice commands from their trainer. It was truly an amazing example of obedience and submission to watch them go through their paces in an open field. Well, with some of that as background, let's consider what Jesus is saying to us. The concept of being yoked often carries with it the connotation of oppression or subjection or servitude. But Jesus turns this meaning around 180 degrees to be more of obedience and submission and humility. Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Do you sometimes feel oppressed by all the problems in your life? Do you feel weary by the pain and misery and heartache? Do you sometimes feel weary? Well, join the crowd. I believe that world weariness is often part of the human condition. Jesus understands fully how you feel, and he offers you rest. But the rest of Jesus does not mean lounging around or sleeping. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. Jesus is asking you to accept his love and to be yoked together with him. Yoked with Christ. Learn his gentleness and his humility. Learn his complete dependence upon God Almighty, the creator of the universe and the author of all life. Let Jesus train you in obedience and submission to God's commandments. Just as Paul said, let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Jesus died for you, that you may have eternal life and a life full of abundance. When you are yoked with Jesus, even though you are tempted by the evil one to stray from kingdom living and to follow the path of the world, Jesus will straighten you out and help you to repent of your sin. When you are yoked to Christ, your path is his path and his path is your path. Jesus goes everywhere you go. He understands your burdens because they are his burdens too. You are pulling together. The rest that Jesus offers is the unconditional love of God, the grace and peace and fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And there is work to do when you are yoked with Christ. It is kingdom work of sharing God's love in real and tangible ways. It is the interdependent submission of allowing God's Holy Spirit to work in you and through your spiritual gifts to help make disciples of Christ. Jesus asks of you what God asks of him, to announce the kingdom and to share God's love. Maybe being yoked to Jesus really is that simple. At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." My sisters and brothers, listen again to these simple words. God loves you. The Holy Spirit is moving in your life. Jesus is speaking to you. "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Amen.